I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lena Joy is Malaysia's best-known Christian convert. She also just lost a landmark case to change her religious identity. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says the issue is the jurisdictive balance between civil courts and the Islamic courts. He says in the foreseeable future,
we're there to encourage believers and to share with them the principles that we learn from persecuted Christians around the world. And that's primarily what our ministry in Malaysia is to encourage the church to help them overcome fear and to be strong in their commitment to sharing Jesus' love with other people.
Next, China Partners Eric Berkland says one of the greatest needs for growth in the Chinese church is the training of new leadership. They're addressing this need by opening lay Bible training centers in the rural areas. Teaching teams went to the Sichuan province to help with Bible training. Their focus? To give the students practical training in the areas of discipleship and Christian leadership.
Discipleship is tremendously needed in China because there's so many new believers coming to faith. And then because there's this lack of leadership and lack of trained pastors, they're not being properly followed up with and cannot be properly followed up with.
And a Global Aid Network team in Siberia is working with the Jesus Film Coordinator there to open doors to orphanages, hospitals, and other sites. The team's compassion and generosity allowed the Jesus Film to be shown at a children's event where many children made professions of faith. They also worked in a hospital. Now many patients have heard the good news. Pray that this ministry will continue to be effective. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.